Welcome to the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women, hosted by Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Today on the Women's Forum, we are lucky to have with us the director of the Zimbabwe Women's Lawyers Association, Chiedza Simbo, who will be telling us about some of the legal recourse that women can follow that are tailored towards assisting women.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about your organization. What programs do you have in place, especially for women?
The Zimbabwe Women Lawyers Association is an organization of lawyers who defend, dialogue, and develop on women and children's rights. So on a daily basis, we represent women. We give women legal representation for free. We dialogue on women issues, the women that affect women, especially the indigent women. And then we partner with various organizations to push for law reform and for the development of their rights. So on a daily basis, if you're a woman, especially on family law issues, you can come to our offices with such issues like maintenance issues, marriage problems, divorce, inheritance problems, property grabbing issues. You can come to our offices and then we offer our services for free.
For those women that would like to utilize your services, where do they find you?
We are found across the country, but offhand we are in Harare. You can find us at number 75 Avenue, and then you can also find us in Bulawayo, and then various offices across the country. So you can phone our offices in Harare to inquire where exactly you are found, and then you'll be able to be directed likewise.
What are some of the issues that you've been seeing of late affecting many women that you'd like maybe to highlight so that some women out there who may be facing similar issues can actually come to your offices and get some assistance?
That there's so much violence against women. Women are violated, especially in marriage. So we find women being beaten, verbally assaulted. There's also economic abuse within the households, and we've seen women come for protection orders against their spouses, boyfriends, or perhaps even relatives who are assaulting them at home. And also, we've just seen a rise in child marriages. We've seen women who come to us to get assistance, but in fact, they are married at a very early age when they are in fact children, according to the law. And this has been a very particular issue for us. We've also seen a rise in rape cases. So much rape cases are being reported now, and we've been representing women who are being abused in that manner.
What kind of documentation would the women that need to use your services bring to your offices for you to assist them?
At first, you have to come without documentation, because we have to ascertain the kind of case that pertains to you, and then you'll be advised if there's any need for documentation that you then need to bring back to us to say this is what you want. But for starters, you can just come with your ID, get some advice, and then we can tell you to go back and get some evidence or whatever you might need to do. But if you want a protection order, you can just come and then we'll be able to draft the protection order.
Time is not on our side. Thank you very much, Ms. Chiedza Simbo, for having been our guest on the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women.
Thank you so much.
That was the director of the Zimbabwe Women's Lawyers Association, Chiedza Simbo, speaking to us on the Women's Forum. The Women's Forum was hosted by Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington.